This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Almost Sanity. You hit the right buttons at Sanity. On the real side, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stick with us a lot. There's a lot. This is like smorgasbord time. No, seriously. I love this stuff. When you look at the amount of craziness going on out there in that interweb world, right? You just go, oh, it can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. It can't this. It can't. Well, oh, yes, it can. Because we're not stepping up. We need to step up our game. If some of you are already stepping up your game, don't write me and say, stop picking on me. Because I'm not picking on you. I'm picking on the ones that are sitting around and haven't really decided yet to step up their game. Like this. I want to know where the parents are. This is the stuff that just throws me over the top. And figures this happening in Seattle. Following the criticism of the Seattle University student newspaper, it featured a risque drag show cover. Students are demanding a physical space for healing. Not a retraction. Not a, hey, we're sorry for what we did, or, you know, we didn't realize it was going to upset so many people. No. They actually need a place to go heal. It's really simple for me. Go home. Go to your home. Go to your parents' house. Let them coddle you some more. The Spectator's April 11th edition featured a cover photo of an SU student performing at a draw show. I think it was a drag show. Replete with sparkly leotard kicking a leg into the air while seated. Less than 24 months after the edition bearing the image was stocked on campus, surveillance footage showed an individual removing stacks of newspapers from various stands across the campus. Perpetrator was later identified as Father David Lee, an English professor. You know, if it's not acceptable, and it's not right, and it's in the bylaws of the school, and it lets you know when you came there, that it's not acceptable on campus to have that kind of picture, to do that kind of thing, then take them down. Don't let them get away with it. I don't want to hear about the freedom of speech thing. I'm not interested. You still have to follow rules, guidelines, or what have you. You can't sign something and agree to something while thinking in the back of your head it's against the law and then you're going to challenge it. That's not right either. He goes on to say, I was offended by a recent edition of The Spectator whose cover contained what I considered an inappropriate, risque photograph. Lee explained in an email statement to The Spectator, I deeply regret this action and I have no further comments. Several days prior to the incident, President Father Stephen Sundborg told The Spectator he was very, very embarrassed and ashamed of the photo. I thought it offended all dignity and respect of sexuality of a person, of a body, and so on. He called the photo indecent. And he said, look, for the paper to put that out there was wrong. It's disrespectful. So, you know, I mean, the reality is, if you want to have guidelines, if you want to have, and let's say the school does have them. I don't know. I don't think the article calls it out. But if the school does have guidelines, and you signed to follow the school's rules, then you shouldn't have put this up there. At least that's how I see it. In response to the removal of the newspaper, as well as Lee, a Sundborg statement denouncing the drag show photo, a coalition of several SU student organizations dubbed the Gender Justice Alliance. The GJA has released a petition with multiple demands, garnering 537 signatures. On behalf of the Gender Justice Alliance, we are writing to share our desire for a trans-inclusive campus that takes into account the whole person. The petition reads, calling Lee and Sundborg's actions unacceptable. Did I tell you this was a Catholic college? I don't know if you knew that. It's a Catholic college. So, what happens? Do our young people so much not have an understanding of religion, so much not have an understanding of basic like scriptural premise or meaning that they don't know that at a Catholic college these kind of things would not fly anyway? Right? Now, members of the Gender Justice, it wouldn't come out of my mouth, Gender Justice Alliance include the Triangle Club, Student Support Network, the Gender Justice Center, and the Queer and Trans People of Color Club. The GJC, one of the leading members of the coalition, describes itself on its website as a student-led group that provides students with professional and social development through a gender-responsive lens, adding that it also works to eradicate belief systems that sustain bigotry. Listen to that carefully. They're on a college campus. They're on a Christian college campus. Wait a minute, is this... Am I missing that, or did I get that wrong? No, it is Catholic University. So they're on a Catholic university. They know the Catholics follow Scripture. The majority of their Scripture is my Scripture. What they say they're here to do, they're one of the leading members of the coalition, describes itself on its website as a student, no, listen carefully, student-led group that provides students with professional and social development through a gender-responsive lens, not through a human lens, or just a life lens, or just a down-to-earth common-sense lens. No. It has to be a gender-responsive lens. Adding that it also works to eradicate belief systems that sustain bigotry. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot something here. Heterosexism. So to hold up heterosexism as a good thing is wrong, as far as they're concerned. Transphobia, homophobia, and any other type of, you ready for this, abuse. Well, the Bible speaks against all those things. So if you want me to hold them up, if you want me to believe that they're good, and the Bible says they're wrong, and you're at a Catholic college, you need to go. You need to leave. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate your time with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation here. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, the stories we do, the funny thing about the stories we do, some of you guys really think they're just jokes, right? You think I'm just kind of making fun. I know some of you in the past have kind of made fun of it, too. And you go, look, and you go, oh, my God, I can't believe this is really going on. And it does. It goes on all over the place. We've allowed that to happen. Think about it. We've allowed this to happen in our schools because conservatives don't step up and teach. They don't step up and become principals. They don't step up and become vice principals. because they don't want the aggravation. But if some of you would get together, truly get together, you could beat this. You're stronger than they are. You're much stronger than they are. There's more of you. You just hide in the closet now. You don't come out, so nobody knows. We're talking about the students at a Catholic university that demand a space for healing because they didn't like something that was put up in the paper, and they want more trans inclusion. Again, I say, a Catholic university. And they labeled, the university labeled the picture of the drag person in drag on the front cover as indecent. Should have never been printed. Again, I'm going to come back with, it's a Catholic university. They want a space for healing. It's a Catholic university. You want a space for healing? Get in the church. Talk to Jesus. Yes, he will talk back to you. Come on, I'm waiting, Joy. Right? And again, the petition calls for more trans-inclusive training. Well, why? How about just human? If they treat all humans with love and respect, they don't have to care about what you are, what you believe yourself to be, what life you're living, or whatever, or any of that stuff. Right? Because their scripture teaches against it. Their scripture tells you it's wrong. One of the things they say in here, they want to eradicate belief systems to sustain bigotry. But see, it's bigotry according to them, not bigotry according to the real world. They want to eradicate belief systems to sustain, ready? Heterosexism. That means that belief systems that promote and push marriages between male and female, that say there is a difference, if there's only two genders, they need to go, according to these people, that have gone to a Catholic college. I wonder if that Catholic college actually has pictures of Jesus on the wall at this point. It's pretty bad. In addition, an SU student organization calling itself the Outlaws created a Facebook event in response to the drag show controversy. They want to promote a forum titled Responding to Homophobia and Transphobia, Building a Strong Community. See, what they keep forgetting about God's word is it's God's word. It's not their word. They don't get to change it. It wasn't created out of a need in society. It wasn't a bunch of white guys like they think sat down one time and said, how do we get people in order here? Oh, let's create a God. No, it's truly God's word. It's his instruction book to us. It's the way he wants us to live our lives. And you can try all you want to interpret it privately. But as the Bible tells us, no, you're not supposed to do that. You can do it. Not supposed to do it. But it's all God. So if God's word says that a man sleeping with a man is wrong, then it's just wrong, period. And a woman sleeping with a woman is wrong. It's just wrong, period. Now, he doesn't say to hate those people. He doesn't say to beat them. He doesn't say to treat them like crap. So you as a Christian, if you're treating those people like crap, you're wrong. Your own leader, your own Lord, after keeping an adulteress from being stoned to death, still loved her, forgave her, told her to go on and sin no more. He didn't sit there and preach to her for 35 minutes about what she was doing and that it was wrong. She knew it already. Because I always get a kick out of that when people, a drunk, an alcoholic goes into to a church to hear salvation or hear how to save himself, how to fix himself, how to get out from what he's in, and all he hears is a preacher on how alcoholism is bad. No kidding. Really. If you don't think that a drug addict or an alcoholic doesn't know that he or she is bad or what they're doing is bad, then you're brain dead. They can't get out of it. They know it. Some of them won't admit to it, but they know it. But back to God's word, it's just amazing how these groups, Tim Kaine, if you're a Democrat listening, Tim Kaine was going to force scripture change. Mrs. Clinton going to force scripture change. And you keep voting for them. Do you understand that Cory Booker just came out and said religion is bad? Can't have it? Can't think that way? You're going to find out more and more Dems feel like that. More and more Dems that are seasoned in the party feel like that, and they're not afraid to talk about it anymore. They used to be. They're not anymore. And you've allowed that to happen. See, instead of going to people and telling them you should be a Republican, instead of going to your Christian friends and telling them how they should be Republicans, you need to be armed with Scripture and go to your Christian friends and show them how they should vote. Not who they should vote for, or even what they should vote for. You should be pounding away at them to line them up with Scripture so they understand what it means to vote Scripture. You have no business voting even for another Christian that believes in abortion. You have no business doing that. Because it's against, you know, Rick Green said it's so true. If you want to know how a candidate's going to stand on God's word, ask him where he stands on life. On protecting life. Just see what he says, where he's at, he or she. The student says that, calls himself the Outlaws, creating a Facebook event in response to drag show controversy. They're going to have a forum titled Responding to Homophobia, Transphobia, Building a Strong Community. It's going to be a panel discussion. I wonder how many hardcore right-wing conservative Christians are going to have. I'd love to see that stuff there. I don't mind being on. That stuff there, I love being on. That's why I don't mind going to CNN. I don't care. Because ultimately, they look like the fools, not me. When we come back, we'll finish up the story. But you know what? I mean, you got to pray for these people. You got to pray for them. You got to help them. If you live in that area, you have to support them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You'll see the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I do thank you. I thank you for the, you know, just the opportunities you make available to us. Right? I thank you that you're in there, that you're reading our articles, that you're responding, that you're sending me your emails. So I appreciate it. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. You know, I think about all the stuff that's going on college campuses. And somebody said I should go out and speak to them. You know, the only problem with that is I'm the old white guy. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat if I was asked to go. But I'm the old white guy. What we need to do is start raising up our young men and women. And frankly, I'd start with the men. We need to raise up our young men to be men. We need to raise up our young men to be, you know, men of character. We need to raise up our young men to learn how to be fathers and leaders in the community and husbands. Well, hopefully, leaders in the community, husbands, and then fathers. You know what I'm saying? But we don't do that anymore. And the churches aren't doing it. To any pastors listening, I'm sorry, but you're not. You're so busy dealing with their sexuality. You're so busy dealing with real, you know, what real sin is and isn't. Right? Whether the Bible's real or not real. Whether it was really written by men or space aliens or whatever. And parents, and again, I'm painting with a broad brush, so it's not all parents. But there's a majority of parents that aren't teaching their kids how to stick up. You don't have to stick up for God, but you know what I mean. It's how to stick up for God. Stick up for their belief system. Stick up why it's okay to be a guy. Why it's okay to be a man. Why it's okay to take care of your wife. See, the lefties go crazy because when you say, you know, to be a husband, to take care of your family, to take care of your wife, they jump on, oh, she can't take care of herself? That's not it. God never intended for your wife to take care of herself. God intended for the family unit to be put together so that we all, everything just worked flawlessly. Well, I won't say flawlessly because we all make stupid mistakes, but everything was made and designed to work right. To work together, to work the way, you know, we did it. Go grab the show from last night. Talked about the family unit, and the heathens are even saying now that children are stronger when they're raised in a traditional home. Two parents, male and female. Because single-parent homes lend themselves to a whole different set of issues and problems. Now, again, I'm not saying that, you know, single parents are bad or it's terrible. It's scientifically, it just doesn't work well. Not the best situation to be in. Anyway, so we're talking about these kids at a Catholic college. Now, they knew when they went there what it meant, unless they didn't believe it. Unless they thought it didn't mean anything, you know, because it didn't mean anything to them, it didn't mean anything to the Catholic college. And at the Catholic university, you know that they have religious rules. Well, these kids don't like the rules. So as usual, they're right and everybody else is wrong, right? Even to the point where they want to, the student group is calling for an establishment of a healing trauma collective, which it describes as a community of institutional collaborative with the objective to implement training for all faculty and staff to establish this. These kind of terms make me nuts. Right? To establish a shared language to best support. How about the shared Catholic university? Why don't you use God's language? That was just a thought. The primary goal is to create a space where our community can share how we are being impacted, how we're responding, and together consider these events in the context of a Jesuit teaching, education, social justice. Let me tell you what. Where I grew up, the Jesuit priests ran the high school. And they might as well have been, what are they, WW2 guys from today? I mean, I'm not talking about the war. I'm talking about the wrestlers, right?
WWE.
Yeah, that one too. Right, WWE. Those guys were tough. They ran around in the wintertime with snow and ice on the ground. They had those little robes on, right, and just shoes on. Not sneakers, not boots, not, they didn't care. Right? They, these guys were tough. And this is the garbage they're having to put up with? Jesuit priests, go look them up. They were known for the amount of torture they could take. How tough they were, how really tough they were, not kind of, sort of, maybe, but really how tough they were. And this is what they're dealing with. It makes no sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I won't do that one, because this one's great. Can I hear about the Florida dad who went online to talk about the sexually explicit questions that was on his team's homework assignment? Now, I could play this, but I'm going to have so much more fun reading it. There was a father out of Florida who saw his daughter's homework, right? Let me see. Let me pull that up. Omar Austin had to do a double take when he spotted a sexually explicit question on his teenage daughter's homework. He said, "This needs to be seen. What the heck is going on in our schools?" the Florida father asked as he read the question aloud. Now, some of you are thinking, you know, how bad could this be? Right? What could the question possibly be that sent him into orbit? Here's a multiple choice question reads, Ursula, now isn't Ursula the name of that fish and
witch,
whatever.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Right? So they're using the name of a person that's familiar to the kids. So let's start off there. Ursula was devastated when her boyfriend broke up with her just after having sex. Okay, so there's strike one. To get revenge, she had sex with his best friend the next day. Ursula's a little slut. No, that's my word. Ursula had a beautiful baby girl 9 months later. So she slept with two different boys on two different days, and she had a beautiful baby, and all is well, right? Ursula had type O blood, her ex-boyfriend had type AB blood, and his best friend had type A blood. Now, here's a term that I always love. If her baby daddy is her ex-boyfriend, what could the possible blood types of her baby not be? Yeah, it sounds like a straight up, straightforward biological question to me, isn't it? Are these people serious? Oh. He put up a video. He actually did this via video. He said, he's got about 3,000 views, which shows me that, you know, people just aren't paying attention. It should have 500,000 views by now. Parents should be outraged. Someone actually gets paid to make the test, he said, I'm assuming. Someone checks the wording of the question. What happened to common sense? I'll go one step further. Somebody at the school board, somebody in school, somebody had to approve that curriculum. Somebody had to approve that that was okay. He told a local news source that he contacted the principal at the West Side High School in Jacksonville. He said he wanted to flag the inappropriate question that was on his 11th grade daughter's practice test. Now, some of you say, no, they've heard worse than that. So what? Why do we contribute to that? Why do we even use that term anymore? Oh, your kids know more words than you do. Your kids know how to have sex different ways than you do. I don't need to hear all that. And why does that make it okay? Right? And why is that an appropriate question for an anatomy exam? This was a district-generated worksheet, but the teacher printed that her teacher printed offline. Come on, where'd it go? And it was given to the students. He said, I want it to be acknowledged, I want it to be reviewed, and I want it to be changed. Duval County Public Schools said in a statement obtained by the local news source that it agreed the question was highly inappropriate and confirmed it was not part of the district assessment. Well, then how did it end up in the classroom? Is this a seasoned teacher? Was this a teacher that was a temporary teacher in there? Substitute teacher. Immediately upon being made aware of the matter, the district began conducting a review of the situation. Appropriate corrective action will be taken. We encourage the parents to contact the school leaders directly if they ever have any concerns. I don't doubt that. But seriously, why do we even have to worry about this? Why should this even be a concern we have to look at? Why? Because the nuts are running the asylum. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Time warp. This is a warp of biblical proportion with the stuff. How it clean. The stuff going on around us. I mean, seriously, people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look. You gotta take a stand. I know I browbeat you guys all the time. I don't mean to, but it doesn't bother me. It might bother you. It doesn't bother me to browbeat you, that is. And instead of putting it on somebody else, put it on yourself. And here's the thing I tell people all the time. It's not a matter of you having to go down to City Hall, City Council, whatever. But it might be something as simple as you getting the people together to go down and do it. People are willing to get up and go down and do it. You know, California, we have this wave that's been going on where we've got cities all up and down the state that are pushing back, bucking against sanctuary cities. The sanctuary state. Now, the left is really good at packing buses and doing all that other stuff and sending people to these cities. The right stinks at it. We've always stunk at it. But I want to tell you what MAGA has done. I want to tell you what Donald Trump has done. Remember, we had the Tea Party people. They were labeled as crazy nut jobs, right? And they would spend a lot of time defending themselves. They had no leader, really. Matter of fact, it was almost impossible to truly get people who were leading in the Tea Party movement to come on the radio because they felt like they had no leader. It wasn't their job. And I won't say they're gone, but they're all but gone. But the MAGA people, they come from both sides of the aisle, all sides of the aisle, actually. You're seeing, for the first time ever, you're seeing more and more and more and more and more and more people in the Democratic Party going, I can't find my party. My party doesn't exist anymore. And you're seeing it more and more. It's great. It's wonderful. We've been saying it for years that they don't exist anymore. They haven't for quite some time. Now, if you want to talk about a Democrat Socialist Party, yeah, they're there. They've been there for a long time. They just don't use the word socialist. But you go down the road, you look at what they're doing, what they've done, what exists. And like I said, they're good. The Dems understand the long game. The Dems start everything off. But they're not looking for a win on Tuesday or else they're not happy. No, they can lose Tuesday. They're okay. They'll regroup and they'll come back and they'll start poking away again and again and again. And they stay on it like a little chihuahua nipping at your heels. Conservative Republicans don't do that. But the MAGA people do. These are a group of people that, even from within their own party when they were made fun of, they still fought for Donald Trump. Right? Dem or Republican. They would actually come to Republican headquarters. I met some of them. Hardcore staunch Democrats who wouldn't carry any Republican pamphlets other than Donald Trump's. Think about that. Because we had people walking and talking. And it's great when you have a Democrat walking, you have a Democrat in a neighborhood, and they show up and they give you Donald Trump stuff. You may even know that they're a Democrat. They might have a Democrat shirt on. You've got to look at them and scratch your head at least a couple of years ago and go, what are you doing? Like the Tea Party movement, and there were Dems in the Tea Party movement too. But like the Tea Party movement, there were... They have their place. But the MAGA people are different. You can call them nuts. They don't care. They smile and wear it like a badge. You can call them all kinds of names. They just smile and wear it like a badge. And the people moving up and down the state right now to fight the sanctuary cities, you know who's a big part of that group? You know, if you got 10 people in a group, 8 of those 10 were MAGA people. We don't fight. We don't know how to fight. Well, actually, that's not true. We know how to fight. We refuse to fight. So everybody, you know, use the Christian program, okay? And when I say that, I mean Christians don't believe that everybody, or they shouldn't anyway, that we're all the head of the body, right? We all have our jobs in the body. We all have our part in the body of Christ. So use that management style. Everybody's got their job. Maybe you're the driver, right? And what I mean by that is you get somebody in the car and go. Maybe you're the communicator. You're the one that sends out the emails to 100 people that you found, that you've put together, that you got the guys in the group to. You get people out to these places. There's one woman we've had on the show a couple times. We're going to have her on again about this. She helps coordinate, get these people out to the different cities. That's a great thing. That's a good thing. And she worries about not getting there on time. And she thinks about things like, you know, making sure you get there before the other people do. So that you can get the seats in the front. So that you don't get aced out. There's a lot of people that just want to show up. Give me the sign, I'll show up. I'll wear the sign, but I don't want to do anything else. There's some people that will cut a check for gas. Hey, I'll give you $20 for gas. You can help people get, you know, the gas they need to get to where they're going. We all have our jobs. We can all do different things. You don't have to feel overwhelmed. I always love when I work on subcommittees and stuff, you tell people, the job isn't for you to do it all. If you're the head of the subcommittee, you're the chair of a subcommittee or a committee, the job is to delegate, to find the right people that can do the job and get it done properly. And not even they're supposed to do it alone. They're supposed to reach out and find people around them that can get it done as well. So until we decide, truly, honestly, until we decide to get off our butts, some of you, so again, let me say it one last time. Some of you who are already off your butts, I'm not talking to you. Are we good with this? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the ones that are great Facebook warriors but stink face-to-face. No, have some of your buddies get with you. If you want to be one of those people that can converse, not combat somebody else. We don't want to go looking for a fight with the people on the left. But we want to be able to maintain our position. Like you heard Diamond and Silk do tonight. You want to be able to maintain that fight, that argument. So you get informed. You listen to shows like mine. You take your time to go look on your own and you get informed. Get a buddy who's in the room. Get somebody who's on the same page as you. And say, hey, challenge me. Come here. Challenge me on illegal immigration. Make like one of the nuts on the left. I'm not joking. I'm serious. That's how you do it. That's how you remain strong. All right, let's do some stories. Crime rate in Colorado. Shock. this is an older story, but we were talking about this the other night. How dope and the sanctuary cities, quote-unquote sanctuary cities, that think that everything's going to be fine and hunky-dory. Well, the crime report from last summer is in, and it said the crime rates had dropped or remained static in many of the nation's 30 largest cities, except one, Colorado. The crime rate per 100,000 people spiked almost 4%. It was fueled by a rise in auto thefts, rape, murder, and robbery. All those things that you want to have, right? Now, the crime rate increase in 2016 was more than 11 times the average increase reported in all of the 30 largest cities. Hey, you know what's legal in Colorado? Dope. Now, people love it when I say that. Really, truly, dope. They had almost 200 killings. Colorado had some Bureau of Investigation. They're the ones that pull all this together. Right? Almost one in three murders were committed in Denver. Now, the factor in the state's population growth, which is exploding, the homicide rate, so they took out so you can't say, well, yeah, you know, a lot more people moved in. No, they've already factored that in. Part of the reason for this is you have a very, very high unemployment rate. You have people going there for one thing and one thing alone, to buy the dope. Buy the marijuana, as my grandmother used to say. Buy the dope. It's free. Well, the dope isn't free, but it's legal. So you get there, you get on welfare, you have no job, start smoking dope like crazy. Can't get a job while you're high. Most people are high those young people are high most of the time there with this stuff. There's also an increase in the use in heroin. But heroin and dope have nothing to do with each other. Remember, that's what we're always told. We're always told that dope isn't a jump-off drug, and usually by pro-dope groups. Yeah, I'm referring to it as dope for a reason. Look, I don't have a problem with some of you that adults, you adults, not kids, adults, and I'm not talking about an 18 and one day old. I'm talking about real adults. You want to sit home, have a joint, veg out, pass out, whatever, good for you. But don't think that it's okay for the kids. Do your homework first. It's not the dope of the 60s. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back on Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.